Nice.
Blog Talk Radio.
Nice effect.
Nice. How long were you out partying for?
I got there probably 6:30. Probably got home like 3. And
damn.
Yeah, they had an after party and everything. So, yeah, man. This is Long Island, man. So, Long Island, man, we drink, you know? So.
I know. Where was the after party? Like,
it was
the same venue?
Yeah, basically close to it. It was right next door. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Okay, because the wedding I went to in Houston, the after party was back at the hotel, but it's like such a drive to get back. You're like, oh, fuck, I'm tired, man. I'm not trying to do this shit. Like my after party for my wedding was right around the corner, like for where the venue was.
Exactly.
You got to keep it close.
Exactly.
Got to keep it close. That's cool, though.
Yeah. Shit. What do I do here? Let's see, ticker top, ticker bottom. Okay, let's see here. Let me see.
Yeah, while I was doing the show the other night.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to hear the audio from Daniel to hear the music, so that way I know when to come in.
Right, right.
And then it was just I had my voice come into my ear too. So that was throwing me off.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I think I gotta get him a mixing board.
That shit threw me off because like when we tested, I didn't hear my voice.
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, I'm like, I hear my voice. I was like, oh, this just always throws me off.
Yeah.
Always throws me off.
Yeah, I think I got to get him a
mixing board.
Yeah, I think I got to get him a mixing board.
How much do those things cost?
They have different ones. They have different ones. So, you can get them, you know, ranging from like 150, 250 and up. It all ranges.
Because you don't use a USB for that mic, right? You use the actual...
I use the XLR.
Right.
Right. Okay, let's see here. All right, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Look up 1 second.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Cut this.
Check out Remy's latest article.
Kind of made a little too much space there. I'm just going to roll with it. Or, hang on, bro.
You catch Remy's latest article yesterday? Gave him some tips on how to organize it better.
Okay, I can do that. And then I can take this overlay here and then just have this piece. Fuck. Then where's the ticker at? Yeah, screw it. Okay. Let's do this. Copy. Paste. Okay. Okay. What do I want to do here? Window's just a little bit off. You know what? It's just going to stay like that. I'll be right there, bro.
Wait, what?
get this in here. Let's get that on. All right, let me get you in here.
Shit.
Okay, boom. All right, one more thing we need. Just, all right, there we go.
Can you hear me?
Hang on 1 second. Yeah, what were you saying?
No, I didn't know if you could hear me or not.
Yeah, now I can.
Okay, yeah. Did you check out Remy's latest article?
I did not. What was it, a recap of the first one?
Yeah, the recap. Now, I gave him some pointers on how to edit it, on how to write to make it a little more cohesive.
Okay.
And shorten it up. And he did just that in the first go around.
Nice. Okay.
It's a lot better. We're starting to get comments on the webpage. I don't know if you've seen that.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
The last couple of articles, we've been getting some comments.
All right. So we'll plug that up tonight. Okay. I think I got everything. Boom, boom, boom. It's a bit hodgepodge, but we'll make it work. Make it work. What time did I say? 7:30? Okay. We on time anyway. We are on time.
Don't worry, man. It's like the Apollo. You gotta give them like the 10-15 minute wait time.
Yeah, that's right.
Have them come and get settled. No such thing as a show starting on time.
That's right, man. What's this? I got so many windows open in this thing.
I was chilling on a roof deck yesterday at a brewery.
Okay.
Yeah, just drinking.
Nice.
And it's nice, man.
Yeah.
It's like great views, good food and shit.
Okay. That's in your area or somewhere
yeah.
else?
Yeah. No, it's right around my area. It's like a 15-minute drive from where I live.
Okay. That's dope.
Yeah, man, if you're ever in Boston, just let me know.
Yeah, of course.
That's a good spot.
If I come out there, I'll definitely hail you up. All right. Okay. All right. Go through this. And hopefully by 8:15 be done. I'm trying to get to bed early tonight. All right.
What time's your flight?
8.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah. Yeah. Check.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, man. It's only summer league, so we got time. All
right. Yeah, I mean, you got to be up like 4 or 5 to be out.
Yeah. Well, I try to get to JFK for like 7, so I'll probably leave for like 6:30. I mean, it's not that bad. But
Oh, well, you live on Long Island, yeah. For me, it's not. If I was back in New York, that would be a nightmare, going from Westchester to JFK.
Right. I could imagine.
Usually takes me about, if it's a good day, it takes me about an hour.
Wow.
Usually it's never a good day.
Yeah. No, I hear you, man. All right. All right. Just making it do what it do here. Here we go. Let's go Twitter. Let's go Twitter. Oh, shit. We got CK.
Yeah, CK's with everybody.
Hold on. Oh, my son's wilding out.
Yeah, CK retweeted that one. He's like, show them the first two.
Hold on. Hold on. Okay. All right. Yeah, that whole hold on a second. Hang on. Mm-hmm. Just finish this. Hang on. Yeah, I was saying that whole thing with, like, Papa Laugh ass, like, that was just so shameful, bro. It was ridiculous, man.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, Macker wasn't even talking about either one of them.
Neither one.
I knew.
It was like cloud chasing at its finest, man. And it was, like, it was sick, man.
Really was.
And people were trying to, I was like, bro, I don't want nothing to do with this, man. I don't want anything to do with this, man. That shit is so far. It was so lame, bro. So lame.
It's just. Yeah, I don't even honestly like when I heard what he said about Macker like stealing food and shit. I was like, bro, that was you can't be saying that shit.
That shit was lame. Bro.
That whole rant is disgusting. The fact that he even had a Spaces that was up for like 2.5 hours.
It's bro, like it's reeks of desperation and for this what we do, it's just crazy that people would be that.
Bro, it ain't that serious. It ain't that deep.
It's not that deep.
You want to know who he was talking about? He was talking about worldwide WAP.
Yeah,
that's who he was talking about.
Right.
And it's like if you have any, like, who gives a shit? Like, that's all we do. We're just talking about, like, everyone else's opinions, right? It's like, if you're going to get sensitive about us just commenting on your opinion because we don't agree with it, don't do this.
Nah, but you know what,
it's gonna
get
a lot worse.
You know what it is, bro? It's like I notice a pattern that, like, especially him, he tries to like draw you in so that, like, he can get attention. You know what I'm saying? because like he knows that like we have a big following, like Macri's got a big following, so like it's a 48 laws of power, bro. And he tried to play that card with me like earlier in the year, like the whole Obi stuff, and I just completely ignored him because I saw right through it. You know what I'm saying?
You know who? And that's why like I don't engage with Tommy D like that.
Yeah.
Tommy D does the same thing.
He does the same thing. He does the same thing, man. You know. So I just ignore all of it, man. Honestly, it's not worth the energy at all. Then Ashley just like completely goes off the rails, and I'm just like, yo, like what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? I forgot.
Did you talk to her about it?
Bro, I don't care that much to do so. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not gonna waste my energy. I did the first time with the Julito thing. She obviously, you know, Zebra can't change the stripes, man. She is who she is. She's
very sensitive. The funny thing is, like when I talked to her, like when she was on the show, I got to talk to her. Mm-hmm. Like obviously she's a sweet person, but she reminds me so much of my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's to the T, my sister.
Yeah.
And so like whenever like the way she like tries to talk over you, all that thing, like her point is the like end
That's
all
it.
Be all.
That is
my
it.
Sister. You know what the best part is? My sister follows her. And she's like, I love what she does. I'm like, I'm like, I'm sure you do.
Hold on a second.
Hey, what is this?
Is your son trying to get in?
Yeah, man. He's wilding out, man. He's been a terror lately, man. Absolute terror.
How old is he? 2, 3?
Nah, he's going to be 4 in September, man. He's going 4. Absolutely ballistic, yeah.
There you go.
All right, let me get this going.
Recording in progress.
The last thing I'll say is that it's funny how everyone who's like getting offended by that,
yeah,
they were coming at us after the whole like we were on like praising Tibbs and it's
right.
Like let me just stay out of this.
Yeah completely out of it, man. Completely out of it. Check Alright, here we go. Another edition of the Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped. Summer League edition. And boy oh boy for these New York Knicks under Coach Dice Yashimoto. Quentin Grimes, Jericho Sims, Miles McBride went into Vegas and made quick work out of the Bulls. This one was over before it started. 101-69. And as we said, man, Quentin Grimes said he's on a mission this summer league. He's trying to
three gaps, capture that mojo. And he brought it back, man. He found it. He's found it so far. 24 points for Grimes. Jericho, I just got the bag. Sims chipped in with another double-double, 11 and 10. And the Knicks rolled, man. 101-69. CP the Franchise, Alex Ritaris, the Stratocast in the building. Salute to Knicks Nation. Hit that thumbs up button for your boys. New Summer League layout. Shout out to Gambo. We in here. We redecorated for Summer League, redecorated the house a little bit. Visuals is looking crispy.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, man, we got to start off with Quentin Grimes, Al. You know, as I said, to start this thing off, he had the knee injury, the kneecap injury, derailed his rookie campaign, a rookie campaign where had a lot of bright spots, man. The 27-point game against the Bucks, had a couple of high teens games, couple of games where, you know, his defensive impact was felt, even if the points weren't there. Obviously, we know that he has a cannon. We know the shooting is there. But Quentin Grimes, and I'll say all these guys, really, it's just a comfort level that you can see from year to year. Between McBride, Grimes, Sims, you saw the experience on the court today. You know, at times they really overmatched this Bulls team. This wasn't even a game. This was never a game. Let's just be real. By the time you looked up, by the time you looked up, it was like 16-0, and you're like, all right, here we go. They were getting after it defensively, and when you have a lineup of, you know, McBride, Grimes, Sims leading the way. You got Farron Hunt, who's very rangy. You know, Keels is playing defense. I mean, they were suffocating this Bulls team. Absolutely suffocating. And for Grimes, you know, I said it on our Summer League preview show. The thing that I'm looking for Grimes is not the shot, right? The shot is the last thing because that's so automatic. You know it's going to come. You know it's there. For me, it's a little bit of everything else because you know he has a very high floor, even at the next level, right? He could be a 3-and-D guy easily and grow into that role and be a solid role-playing contributor. But for me, it's, is he going to be able to put the ball on the floor, and can he play make a little bit? He doesn't have to be, you know, an all-star that way because the team has guys that we can rely on to score. But for him to be able to put the ball on the floor, for him to be able to facilitate, I think it adds just that much more to his game, and we've been able to see that thus far in his two games in Summer League.
Absolutely, and I think we talked about this earlier, as you said, and you brought up that you want to see playmaking from Grimes. I said I wanted to see a little more shot creation, and we're getting to see that. We're getting to see both of those things in Summer League. You talked about the veteran leadership of this team coming in, and Grimes being one of the two leaders, or one of the three, because if you want to include him, Sims, and McBride, those three guys are just controlling everything on the court. We saw that with the Warriors, and we saw it tonight against the manhandling against the Chicago Bulls. Mm-hmm. But sticking with Quentin Grimes, look, against the Golden State Warriors, he had a rough shooting. He started off, I think, 1-for-8, 1-for-9, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the end, he ended with 24 points against the Warriors, but tonight, he turns it around, right?
Yeah.
7-for-14 from the field. 4-for-9 from 3, 6-for-6 from the free throw line. Gets you the 4 assists, the 4 rebounds, but 24 points again in an efficient manner. It's what you want from Quentin Grimes coming into tonight. And you touched on it, right? Coming from an knee injury. That's why I said on the last post game, like, everyone was getting on him. You saw it on Twitter that everyone was getting on him. Like, is Grimes it? There's this whole debate on whether it's Grimes or Reddish, which is not really important right now.
Cam Hive is still chirping.
It's not relevant. We all want everyone to succeed. That's all that matters. And we want to see a winning team at the end of the day. And when you're seeing Grimes just step up to the challenge, I love it, man. But we also got to talk about Deuce McBride because two games in a row, this kid is just facilitating. The number, he's not racking up assists where it's like getting to double digits, but you see that he's controlling the pace of the game. He's knowing when to push. He's knowing when to slow it down, get guys on the block. He's looking for guys who are cutting. I love the play where he was – on the right corner, he sees a cutting. I think it was a cutting Jeffries going to the lane.
Yeah.
And Jeffries goes right down the lane, and then he draws the foul because McBride is just looking for him in motion. Right.
Mm.
Those are the type of things I like seeing from McBride because I mentioned on the last show, it's an uphill battle for this guy based on having Brunson, Rose, Quickly. So this is important for him to show during the summer league that he's capable of orchestrating the offense and to gain Tom Thibodeau's trust.
Six dimes for Deuce tonight, 14 points. The pull-up was there, an efficient game for McBride as well. 6 of 8 from the field, 2 of 4 from downtown, 3 steals. So, you know, those are the two things that you know with McBride is going to be there. His defensive tenacity and his pull-up jumpers are going to be there. They're on the money. Well, as you said, what you want to see is in year two, does he get more comfort in running the offense, in maintaining a nice tempo for the team, in executing out of the pick and roll? Does he get as much separation as you would like? No, but he's still effective out there. You know, certainly still effective in his spots. And again, you just point to that comfort level that these guys have playing in their second year, getting significant run at the pro level, and it just showed. Definitely just showed out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take time. It's only second year. Point guard is one of the most difficult positions to play in the NBA, so it's going to take a few more years. And if he's with the Knicks or not, I mean, he signed a 3-year deal last year. He's going to the second year of his contract. So we'll see what it looks like for him in the future being a New York Knick. But, my God, Jericho Sims, bro.
Let's talk
Jericho
about it.
Jericho Sims, the wall
it.
Of Jericho.
Let's talk
dude.
About it, man.
I don't know about you, man. It is beautiful to see a center on this team with a back-to-the-basket move, a face-up. He's grabbing boards.
Yeah.
He's setting screens. You know, I know we signed Mitch, and Mitch still has to work on screen setting, working with his back towards the basket, showing some post moves. But I'm getting hyped for Jericho Sims. Man.
Big,
I'm ready to jump out
facts.
The window for Jericho. I mean, honestly, I'm about to jump out the window.
I need a Sims. First off, they need to sell the Summer League jerseys. The white Summer League jerseys are cracked. They're hard.
Yeah.
I need a Sims white Summer League jersey. Somebody holler at the Knicks for me. If anybody at the Knicks is watching, we got to sell these jerseys, man. Get me a Jericho Sims Summer League jersey, man. But as you said, he just signs a deal, just signs a $6 million deal, 2 years. Obviously, he's going to be looking at the third string center, but things can change. Things are fluid, right? You have injuries. You never know. Tibbs might go to him in a spot, even though he's a third guy. Because Hartenstein he brings a different dynamic than what Sims and Mitch can bring. So his opportunities may come in the regular season still. You know, I know a lot of fans are starting to get antsy, like, you know, don't trade him, or why is he a third string? I think his time will still come. Hartenstein's only here on a 2-year deal. You're still trying to acquire assets for the betterment of the team and ultimately flip those for better assets. So you still have to make those type of moves. I don't mind the Hartenstein deal, even though we knew that Sims was very well capable of handling the backup role. But in terms of year two, on that preview show that we did, I wanted to see how Sims was going to come out with another year. Was he going to come out more confident? And if he did, how was he going to react to that? And was he going to put the ball on the floor? Was he going to be more aggressive when he got the ball around the rim? Was he going to be more aggressive when he got offensive rebounds? We already know he's getting aggressive on the boards. He was that last year. But this year, or what you've seen so far in Summer League, he's just more confident in his game. You know, things are slowing down. He's putting the ball on the floor. He's Euro-stepping. He's spin moving out there. The footwork is on display. And, you
he's
know,
pushing the pace,
he's
bro.
Pushing
he's
the pace.
The ball
he's
up.
Running the break. Jericho Sims is running the break. I couldn't believe it when I was seeing it out there. But again, it just points to the experience that he got last year with the main roster. I think they said, I was reading somewhere that Taj was a big influence on him.
Mm-hmm.
Coaching staff, obviously, Tibbs. And you're seeing it, man. He looks very, very comfortable out there, and he dominated these Bulls tonight. They had no answers for him. No answers for Sims.
For sure.
11 points, 10 dimes, a 5 of 6 from the field.
Yeah, man. I mean, he's just looking a little bit more polished when we watch him out there. The way he's just boxing out, grabbing boards. I mean, the athleticism now, he looks – he's not rushing anything. And it's just so – his athleticism is just so fluid. Kid is just like flying up there, head above the rim, grabbing it, slamming it down. He's just a monster, man. I'm excited to see what he can offer the Knicks moving forward. I mean, setting screens, it's just difficult. He is just a big body, which – I don't know. We haven't really seen on the Knicks in like this type of capacity in a while.
Yeah.
So it's just great. It's just great to see. Hopefully he will get those opportunities. Mitch staying healthy for a season. If history is known to repeat itself, Mitch is going to miss some time. Sims is going to get his opportunity because the way he's also protecting, because as you see, when guys try to, it was even funnier watching the Warriors game when Matt McClung would just try to drive in on Jericho's stem. And Jericho could just alter the shot. He's like, all right, you can try me. You're not going to get it over me. So, and he goes up there. He can either get the fingertip on the ball or you just see him just like grabbing it and just doing whatever he wants, man. Just getting to his teammates, looking for the outlet pass.
Yeah, no question. He's been impressive. And again, first rule of summer. I forgot to start off with this. First rule of summer league is it's only summer league. But nevertheless, we're gonna overreact to everything. So, Sims, outstanding game by him. Outstanding two games by him. He's looking very comfortable there. And again, you know, these three guys, they'll have their opportunities. Even McBride, I think, because you don't know. Rose is another durability question. Will there be rest? Will there be opportunities where you want McBride in there for, you know, all defensive, offensive substitutions? You just never know. So he'll need to stay ready. I think Grimes will ultimately start at the three, man.
Or the two.
I mean, I say the wings interchangeably, right, between he and RJ. But I'm saying in Fournier's stead, I think Grimes will ultimately get that role. I think Fournier will start, but I think Grimes will ultimately get that role.
Oh, man, it's just tough, man, because the way he's just playing defense, I don't know, even with just the playmaking that you're seeing, the behind the back, or the over the head pass to Jericho when he was just drawing the defense down the lane. I don't know how you can keep that type of playmaking on the bench. You're going to have Brunson in the starting rotation. You're going to have RJ. You're going to have Randall. You're going to have Mitch. If you put Fournier out there, that's not a really good defensive backcourt.
Yeah.
That means you're putting a lot of pressure on Mitch to clean up a lot of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
If he's going to be in the paint, Grimes alleviates that. So it just makes sense for a guy who's knocking down his shots, a guy who can do some playmaking, a guy who doesn't need to have the ball in his hand to do something. Like, he could just play off ball, catch and shoot. You know, Fournier needs to at least dribble or do something with the ball in his hand. So it has to be Grimes, man. Like, it has to be Grimes, just defensively.
Yeah.
And if you just need a guy who can just glue things together, it's got to be Grimes.
Yeah. And that's how I see him meshing with this starting unit. Because, again, Brunson's going to need the rock. RJ, Julius. You can't have five guys that need the ball to be effective. Grimes can play off of all three of them and be an efficient three-point shooter. The range was out there. He went 4-for-9 from the field today, 7-for-14 overall, 6-for-6 from the stripe. But he had four dimes as well. And you know, one of those things, as I said, what does he do when they run him off the three-point line? Is there a little bit of secondary playmaking that he's capable of? And, yeah, you see some turnovers as well. It is what it is. It's summer league. No worries. But you see in some nice passes as well from Grimes when things break down. And I think that adds a nice little punch to the offense, because he's not just going to be standing there in the three-point line to try to be effective. He's also attacking a little bit more in the summer league as well. You know, I think last season, I think he only averaged about like one free throw attempt per game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, 6-for-6 from the stripe today, you want to see him get a little bit more aggressive. And again, can he keep the offense flowing when they run him off that line? Because that's one thing, you know, we knock Fournier for that, but that's one thing that he is capable of. He can get you a little bit of playmaking there. He's not just all threes. Like, even when Randall sat out last year, you know, Fournier's assist percentage went up to close out the season that last month. So that's one thing that he can do. But as you said, the concern is definitely the defense.
For sure. And the other thing with Grimes too, right, is that you just see him moving off ball. Like, with Fournier, I'm not saying Fournier does, but Grimes, at least he's looking to cut.
Yeah.
At least he's looking to do something else. So that just adds another dimension to the offense that we didn't really get to see last season, especially in that starting unit. So just reinforces the reason why Grimes needs to be in that starting rotation. But
yeah,
I got a question for you, man, because, you know, Hunt was someone that you saw last game.
I like Hunt.
He's good. He's looking to – he knows how to jump the passing lanes.
Yeah.
He had 7 steals last game. He had 3 steals today. He's jumping the passing lanes again. He knows how to attack the rim. But another guy I was looking at today that caught my eye was Daquan Jeffries, man. Went 5-for-7 from the field.
Yeah.
Got 13 points. 6 rebounds. You know, Trevor Keel, like him and Trevor Keels are playing the same. And for part, like Keels got 25 minutes, but Jeffrey's got 22. Like they were doing the same thing. They're both shooting guards out there, or not shooting guards, but Keels is playing small forward. They're all playing the wing, whatever. Yeah. So I'm just watching Jeffries, and I'm like, is this a guy like Hunt who, because the Knicks don't have Taj, you know?
Yeah.
There's still another, like, you still have a few spots open, either one or two spots left open on the main roster. Mm-hmm. We're forgetting the two ways. Is this a guy that you're looking at saying, is this someone that we could use on this roster? Because he's showing hunger. He's showing grit out there. He's good defensively.
Yeah.
And he looks like a team player, man.
He does.
By that, I mean, he's just cutting off ball.
Yeah.
You know, looking to swing. He's not trying to be selfish. He's looking for the right shots. He's willing to attack the rim. I mean, he too is getting some awesome slams. And he even had a stellar block today.
Yeah.
I forgot on who, but he had a stellar block. Yep,
at the rim.
So, slap the backboard. Is this another guy that you're looking at and you're like, is this someone that could be on the team?
Well, we'll have to see how much salary cap they'll have left, right? Fred Katz of The Athletic reported last night that it's most likely that the Brunson deal will be a signing outright and no signing trade. So we'll have to see how much cap they'll have left, you know, once they do all the maneuvering, signing Hartenstein. We'll have to see how much cap they have left. But if they do have cap and they do have roster spots, I would have to think that they lean more vet out there on the market, established player. But Jeffries has looked nice. And as you said, he's done a little bit of everything across the stat sheet, just played within his game, not trying to do too much, taking what the defense gives him. As you said, a lot of cutting, knocking down the three. I liked his game. I definitely liked his game. And Hunt, you know, Hunt has a two-way. I like Hunt, man. He's been looking nice. And, you know, Hunt is very rangy. He's very athletic. He's got, you know, nice wingspan. 3 steals today. I think he had, 6 or 7 against the Warriors. So he's jumping out there in the passing lanes and getting the offense started. And, again, even though it's just summer league, I think the Knicks overall, we need that, right? To me, the only two guys on this main roster that are really capable of forcing turnovers is Cam and Grimes. Those are the only two guys. And, again, as – we've had a history of not being a good half-court offense, you got to get points somewhere else. We get on the boards, that's fine. But if we can force some more turnovers, you know, I always point to Memphis. We won't be Memphis, but I always point to Memphis how they use different ways to jumpstart their offense, and that's offensive rebounding and forcing turnovers. Force a little bit more turnovers, now we got the athletes, now we have the guys that can get out, run, you know, Brunson, RJ, Obi, Cam, Grimes, and get some easier buckets, you know. So I like that, you know, I like the aspect that Hunt brings to the team. No, I don't see him, you know, getting much run with the main roster, but who knows? Who knows what happens, you know, once they figure out what happens with Cam. I don't think Cam's future is with this team long term, but who knows? Who knows? Maybe Hunt finds an opportunity in the next year or so.
That's kind of what I've just been enjoying about summer league, because it's just different than what we saw last season. Guys looking to jump the passing lanes, get out in transition.
Yeah.
I mean, it was against the Warriors that we saw Hunt and Jeffries have a nice give and go with each other moving in transition, and it allowed Hunt to just have an easy layup at the rim because there's a 2-on-1. So, you know, we need athleticism. That's why Jeffries is intriguing to me, because it's just another guy with athleticism, a guy who's willing to move without the ball. These type of players matter. These type of players matter. And whether or not they get the opportunity with the main club, even as you said for Memphis, like how it's just a spark, that's something we didn't have last year on the Knicks. We didn't have something that was a spark. We also didn't get out in transition like that.
Yeah.
These guys are willing to get out in transition. So even if it's for, you know, a 5-minute stint where you're like, all right, this guy's got lanes. He knows how to jump the passing lane. Let's go get an easy couple buckets right now to put them on their toes and get our offense kicking. I don't know how far either one of them will get it, but there's a few roster spots open. I know Hunt and now Keels, because Keels just signed today. He signed his contract today for the two-way. So the two-way spots are taken care of, but there's still some spots that are on for – they're still open for the main roster.
No question about it. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Throw number one in the chat for Nick Victory, man. Shout out to the chat. We're in here heavy right now. The chat is going in.
2-0.
Hey. I want those championship rings, Al. A lot of people are clowning the Summer League championship rings. I want a championship ring, bro. I want a championship ring. These guys are playing hungry right now for coach. The defense is swarming, attacking. I mean, they are after it right now. I want a championship. I want the Summer League championship, bro. I'm going down there tomorrow. I'm going to Vegas tomorrow. See for myself what's going on.
Let's go.
Be in the huddle. I got a media pass, so I'm be all up in the mix, man. I'm trying to make sure that we lock in a championship.
Facts. We need it, man. We need some good vibes coming into this season. Come on.
Yeah.
After the way last season, and we need some good vibes coming into this season. Let's go.
That is a whole fact, man. That is a whole fact. So we'll see how that goes. You were saying something?
No, I'm just saying, like, even Doris Burke on the last show, on the last game, she said, watch the Warriors, watch the Knicks, go at it. She's like, these two teams are, like, very veteran savvy the way they're – like, and you saw it, like, how the last game started. And then you just see it tonight with how the Knicks just handled the Bulls. So, you know, next up, who are the Knicks got next?
We have tomorrow. Tomorrow we have, is it Portland or Orlando? We have, I believe it's Portland.
I think it is Portland.
Yeah, believe it is Portland. So let me double check that. Call us up. Phone lines are up. 657-383-1509 is the number to call. We also will be taking calls from the Knicks Fan TV Discord. Trying to multitask here. I'm trying to post my post game post on Instagram. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Knicks Fan TV. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to area code 917. What's your name? Where you tapping in from?
Yo, CP Dallas. JJ from Brooklyn. What up?
JJ, what's good, man?
What's good?
Man, that was a fun game, man. Just like CP, like you were saying, man, the thing with Grimes, that's so impressive. What we wanted to see was, we know he's a 3-and-D guy. You know, we know that already. But just seeing the way he was creating, not only for himself, but for his teammates, that pass to Sims, that was just so sick, man. Filthy, bro. Filthy. Just, you know, it's not perfect running point, but he's improving. You're seeing he's gaining confidence again. Summer League, like you're saying, Summer League. But still, he got to be excited, man. He's got to start. He's just got to. I'm not saying dumb Fournier, but you could bring him off the bench. With better defenders, but quickly, you know, he's a better defender than Brunson is going to be. I just think it fits better. I just do. You know, they're a little up-tempo off the bench, so Fournier could probably get some better looks coming, you know, off the bench.
Yeah.
And then the thing with Sims, bro, the thing with Sims that impresses me so much when him is just the way he defends on that perimeter, it's unbelievable. He's guarding point guards and wins out there like it's nothing. Like, just the way his feet, he's just so quick, so athletic. I just hope he gets minutes. I know right now he's a third stringer. He's going to deserve some minutes somehow, some way. He's just a joy to watch. When he's out there, I just can't take my eyes off him. He's just a joy to watch, man. He really is. I got one question, and I'll let you guys go. Mm-hmm. With Randall, he lost that weight, as you can see.
Yeah.
Do you think
everyone's got him now playing the three now.
Yeah, that was going to be my question, bro. That was my question. Do you think there's any chance that the Knicks front office kind of advised him so you could get Obi some extra minutes at the four and Charlie Rand? I know it's not ideal. You know, it's not ideal either to have either of them at the three, but maybe Randall a little quicker on his feet. Any chance? I'm saying, you know, 5 minutes, 6 minutes a game. You could get him 5 extra minutes at the four and then maybe a few small ball. You could get him 24, 25 minutes, Obi.
I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
Come on, TP.
Yo, you guys don't know, Al, how many people between the ads on Twitter and DMs on Instagram are asking the same question. Julius Slimdog, can he play? Obi Hive is looking.
I've been seeing it, man.
Yeah.
I've been seeing it on Twitter.
Yeah.
I've been seeing it on Twitter.
I don't, you know, my first thought is no, but who knows, man? I don't see.
He's got to be shooting like he did 2 years ago. He's got to have like a 40% shot from three, like close to like 38, and like good volume too. It can't be low volume. It's got to be good volume, and he's got to get that mid-range jumper going again. If he can do that, I wouldn't be upset about it. But if it's anything that we saw last season, or when he first got here, there's no way. Because you want your wing to be able to stretch the court.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be open up space for everybody else. So that way everyone else can operate in the paint or just have clear lanes just to work. If he can't do that, or unless you hope Obi, like, that's the other thing. Like, you better hope Obi is, like, knocking down threes and mid ranges at a high clip too. One of those two has to be out there the court. If you're going to have Obi, one of those two things has to work in order for that pairing to work.
You got to hope so. And shout out to TM. He said, I went from receiving salary dump Julius DMs to can Julius play the three DMs. Well, hey, listen, people are using their noodles, man. You know, we're trying to figure out a way. We're trying to figure out a way to get Obi into the mix. You know, why not? Why not? Shout out RGT85 in the chat. Why not, man? So that's funny. How about, you know, you mentioned Doris Burke and ESPN. I don't know about you or you guys in the chat. I'm watching this game. I didn't hear them talk about the Knicks once.
No. No. First game against the Warriors, Doris was like, there was slight mention of it. Then next, you know, I'm like, all right, now we're like having the whole Warriors talk. Then it's now, all right, today was just everything but the Knicks today. I was like, oh, hell.
Yo.
Can we just talk about the teams on the court? Can we talk about what the Knicks are doing? For 1 second.
I didn't hear one conversation about the Knicks. They brought in Billy Donovan. A shout out to him, you know, local guy. Shout out Billy D. They brought in the ESPN insider to talk about KD and Kyrie and the no news that has been going around for the last 5 days. You know, they had him on yesterday to talk about the same thing. He had nothing to say. It was just, you know, this is why we're here. At the end of the day, this is why we're here. You know, there was just like no mention of it whatsoever. But hey, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is.
Nasty business.
I'm going down there tomorrow to get some straightening going on in there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm going in the media room, see what's going on. Shout out to Doris Burke and Mark Jones. I don't know. I'm gonna see what I can do, man. See if I can flex a little bit on him in there.
You're going to be like, Kanye, just grab the mic and be like, all right, no one's talking about the Knicks. Hold on 1 second.
I got to take this in my own hands. You know what I mean? Doris, you're cool. Mark, you're my guy. Move over. Let me sit in the middle right here and get on the ones and twos. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what I can do. You know? Well, let me see what I can
do, man.
Yeah.
Got to make it happen.
Yeah, I'm going to get my credentials and go down there and flex a little bit. See what's going on.
Hopefully while you're interviewing players, no one tells you that, you know, my defense is a little shaky like we had with, what's his name?
Vildoza was so scared, man.
Vildoza, yeah.
Yeah, I almost felt like I had to apologize to the guy. Like, yo, listen, man, I was just asking a question, man. You know, don't worry about it. He was like, hey, man, listen, I can't play defense at all. I was like, hey,
don't scare anybody, all right? Just don't scare anybody.
I said, Vildoza, listen, man, you said that in the wrong place. You know, you can't say that. And you could say that maybe in Milwaukee, but you can't say that over here, man. But yeah,
grabbing your hair.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Let me shout out some super chats that have come in here. Knicks win, bulldoze the Chicago Bulls, 101-69. Summer League action. And then we're back at it tomorrow on the back-to-back. Shout out to Michael Parker, number one fan of the show. He says, Money Mitch, better watch out. The walls of Jericho could be closing in. That boy Sims is hungry. Yeah, Jericho's looking good, man. Jamaica Queens, 22, says, Coach Dice needs to get credit for having the kids defending with energy and focus. 2 blowout victories so far, and yes, it is only Summer League. Yeah, you know, the impression I got from him, because, you know, I did get a chance to cover the team last year. I did get credentials for that and just listen to his post-game press conference. He's very prepared. He's a disciple of Tibbs, whether you guys want to hear it or not. He's a disciple of Tibbs. Straight up from the Tibbs tree. But he seems, you know, very much prepared, very much in tune with what's going on, and the players are responding. Players are definitely responding. And like I said, it helps when you have three guys in the lineup that got significant run with and significant experience with the main roster in their first year, which is Sims, McBride, and Grimes pre-injury. So I think that certainly helps. You know, the Bulls, they looked overmatched. Yeah, they had a couple of guys that played on the main roster for a little bit, but for the most part, you know, this was a rookie and, you know, journeyman Bulls team, so it definitely looked like it. Shout out RGT85. He said, shout out to Dice, too. He's coaching this team very well. Mr. William 1072 says, could Sims see spot minutes as a third power forward? I think Hartenstein, maybe. I don't know about Sims. Maybe Hartenstein. You know.
Yeah, I can't see Sims.
No.
Unless Sims has a jumper that we haven't seen yet.
Right, right.
You need someone with at least a jumper, and Hartenstein at least has shown that.
Honestly, I'm not even worried about third power forward. OB can be second and third and fourth. Give him all the minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Give him every minute.
Give him
possible.
All those minutes. He needs as much
he needs
minutes
to be
as
evaluated.
Yeah.
He needs to be evaluated.
He needs as much of those minutes as he can get. Shout out Javier Salgado. He says, I'll jump out the window. Mitch will be a part of a package to get a star within the next 2 to 3 years. I think the front office knows what they have. Well, I think that's certainly part of the reason why you bring him back and not lose him for nothing. You know, you bring him in, you continue to develop, and all these guys, man, all these guys, you need, you know, I was listening to, I was on NBA radio over the weekend, and they had Van Gundy on, and he spoke mm-hmm. about it. He spoke about the fact that you have to get, these guys have to improve so that, yeah, you're ultimately going to be looking to make trades, but you have to have these guys improving. So, yeah, Mitch, Obi, Randall, like all these guys, you want all these guys playing well. And that's also why, yes, the Brunson deal is a risk, but it can also lead to helping the team move forward in terms of them playing better, in terms of guys improving, in terms of a team that has the chemistry and the cohesiveness to play better and play well, because that lifts up everybody, or it should. It should. And that's what you're looking for.
Yeah. I mean, I said on the last show where, you know, when we looked at the value for Rudy Gobert, right? You need guys, instead of trading draft picks, you need guys who are also good players if you want to include them in package deals,
right?
Because they have the talent. So teams always want the ready now player over than the, you know, the thought of what this player could be in the future with the whole unknown,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's why they ask for a lot. That's why mm-hmm. they ask for a lot of draft picks, because they want to always guarantee that by a numbers game, one of those picks will hit. So
right.
these guys need minutes. These guys need to show what their value is in this league, and that way they can be part of trade packages or just be contributors to this team. Either way.
So you're hoping that's the case with this team. Shout out Jay Cal in the building. $50 super chat from my guy Jason Calcanis. He says, maybe you and Doris can check out Cirque du Soleil. You know, I was just talking about that the other day, man. Don't sleep on Cirque du Soleil, man. I definitely.
It's fire.
It's fire. Cirque du Soleil is fire, man. I was just talking about that the other day, man. But yeah, so this is funny that Jay Cal brought that up. Shout out to Darius Thomas, $20 super chat. Salute to Darius. $10 super chat from Kirill Namov. Says, it feels like we have two different teams this year, the starters and the bench. I'm not sure who's better, but we can have a proper rebuild and not an emergency patch for 20-plus years. I think we got to see how Brunson impacts the starters. You know, that was the case last year and the year before that, where I felt like the second unit was the better of the two. Well, we got to see how this Brunson thing plays out and the chemistry that develops between he, RJ, and Julius before we make that determination.
Yeah, I feel like it's more than certain that him, I feel confident between Brunson and RJ working well together. You know, the question is always Julius. How is Julius coming to the season? Where is he mentally? Is he ready to go? What version of Julius are you going to get? Are you going to get close to the MIP season? Are you going to get close to last season? Are you going to get close to his first season? But it's going to be, you know, the success of this team is based on those three guys.
No question.
What step does RJ take? What form does Julius come in? I think you can kind of gauge what Brunson is going to give this team. It's going to be similar to what he gave on the Mavs. A lot of pick and roll use with him, steady hand. You know, not going to be the guy that will carry you every single night, but when you need him to get going, he will get going. So Brunson is kind of, all right, I know what we're getting for this team. It's the other two that are questionable.
Yeah.
You know, because RJ's still, you know, he's going to the fourth year of his contract. He's still developing. You know, we need to see him hit the mid-range jumpers. We need to see him be a little more poised when it comes to playmaking. He showed flashes of solid playmaking, especially with Mitch last season, but we need to see him add more to that. And just being a consistent shooter. All right. In finishing around the rim, like he's progressed in those areas, being stronger and better, but now being efficient. It's all about being efficient in this league. So if he can do that, this team can go in the right direction.
No doubt about it, man. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to area code 419. What's your name? Where you calling in from?
Yo, what's good, CP? This is Joe from Ohio.
Joe, how you feeling, man?
I'm cool. Yo, I got my little son with me, man, so I'm going to be quick, all right?
Nice, no worries.
I want to ask you a question first. Who's probably the most important our franchise, right? So my RJ Julius, just a quick question for you. What do you think?
Well, appreciate the call, man. I mean, right now it's RJ. Yeah, I think he has more longevity, obviously. They're getting ready to max him. Julius, who knows? I think Julius is important if you're talking about wins this year. But I think long-term, right now, RJ, because he was the number three pick, may not get that high for a number of years to come. And so you want to see if he can be a building block. I don't think he'll never be the 1A, the superstar of this team. But at the very least, can he be the second or third best guy on this team? Yeah, I think he can. I think he can grow.
Yeah,
I think he can grow into that.
Yeah, I agree with that answer. It's RJ by far. Like you said, it's the third overall pick. Mm-hmm. High draft value. You need him to be, you know, the part of that cornerstone for the Knicks to move forward as a franchise.
Yeah.
Julius, you don't know if he's going to be here for the long term. You don't know if he's going to be here. Well, that's it. Just, you don't know if he's going to be here for the long term. For the immediate, yes, he helps you win games when he's on. RJ, if you want consistent success, if you want playoff appearances, if you want to think championship, it's about developing that youth, making sure you have that youthful core, you know, like you look at the Warriors, you know?
Yeah.
Like, unless you get lucky like the Bucks and draft someone like Giannis, then you can bring in pieces like a Middleton, like you just know how to scout outside and find guys who are for good value. Because Middleton was a G League player for a part of the time, and then the Bucks were able to find him, and then he grew into who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can, you know, trade for someone like Jrue Holiday to be that player, sure, you can build like the Bucks that way, but they were lucky to get someone like Giannis who's just a powerhouse. Or you could be like the Spurs when you think about Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, Tim Duncan. You know, those are type of guys that you think – those are teams that you think of saying, oh, they had some sort of a core that they knew how to build around, and it's top picks, right? You think of Duncan, top pick. That's where you look at for RJ. He's a top pick. So you need him to actually become some – like one of those foundational pieces to move forward.
What do you guys think in the chat? Throw a name in the chat. Who's the most important to this franchise right now? What do you guys think? Leave us a comment in the chat. TM's threw up a poll saying Julius at the 3. 43% overwhelmingly say no, but 36% say anything to get Obi playing time. So actually, it's not overwhelmingly. We got a little interesting battle here between the no's and whatever it takes to get Obi on the court. And 20% said yes. Anything to get Obi on the court, man. No question.
Yeah, it needs that playing time.
Yeah.
Needs that playing time.
Yeah, definitely. As far as tomorrow and the post games going forward, so tomorrow night's game is going to be late. It's going to be 11 Eastern. I'll be in the building for that game. What I'll do is I got to check and see first and foremost how the service is there. The last time I went and I did a live stream from Thomas and Mac, it was a little choppy. I also think it was because it was a Zion game and the place was literally packed to the brim. It was first summer league game I ever seen like that. Everybody and their mom was in there. So I think everybody was on their phone and trying to, you know, capture the Zion moments. And, you know, you saw Zion, you know, embarrassing Kevin Knox out there. That was tough to watch. But,
you know, I was trying not to say it, you decided to bring it up.
Yeah. But anyway, so I'll test out the service there when I get there early. If it's good, I'll do, you know, live on location, pregame, halftime, postgame from there. And then since it's going to be end, you know, quite late on the East Coast, I'll probably just record overall, you know, postgame reactions and put that up on the channel. And then Thursday's game, we'll do regular post-game live. So we'll do that. And, yeah, we got some interviews lined up when I'm out there. So it should be a good time. Just keep it locked to the channel. And going to be a good week out there in Vegas. CK and those guys are out there right now, man. Shout out to CK2K, Julito, I am Sean. They were out there at the game going in. And CK got to participate in some halftime three-point contest, if I'm not mistaken. So let's take a look here because we did capture the video. Let me set this up. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. We're going to put CK on the Summer Jam screen here. Give me 1 second. All right, here we go. CK2K airing it out. Let's see what he's got here. Ooh, CK. Did that even hit the glass?
Close the window.
Oh, man.
Close the window.
Oh, man. CK, man. Ooh. That was brutal. Oh, man. We're running it back over and over and over again. We're just running it on a loop. Ooh. and you heard the crowd collectively.
You
hear
the crowd.
Oh.
They're just so...
Oh, CK, come on, man. At least he didn't have on any Knicks fan TV gear. You know what I'm saying?
Woo.
At least he didn't have on no Knicks fan TV.
Come on, CK. You got to rep better than that, bro.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
Man. At least hit the rim.
Ah, CK, man. Come on, bro. Come on, fam. Yeah. That shout out to, we got spies everywhere, man. We get this footage and they send it over to us. So we just had to share. You know, that's our guy, but we got to share it as a family and react to it as a
and
family.
He's wearing the RJ jersey.
He's rocking the nice, the crispy city jerseys, man. He's rocking city jerseys. At least he didn't rock a KFTV hat. That would have been bad marketing. That would have been bad marketing.
Oh, man.
For real. That would have been bad marketing, man. But, yeah, shout out to CK for even getting that opportunity, man. You know?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Definitely a good look. Definitely a good look for him. Knicks get an easy, easy win. They put him in the B gym this time. Shout out to Ike's Mac, 6969, $20 Super Chat, says, CP, Knicks are in the worst possible position. Sixth seed as a ceiling to a fringe playoff team, and that's not a good place to be. Not to be a Debbie Downer, but Sims, Grimes, and rotational players at best. Let's temper expectations. Well, look, I don't think Al or myself, I don't think we said anything to the contrary. You know what I mean? I think we speak on these guys in the confines, you know, in the context of this game as having solid games, but you know, their contributions to the team are as role players. I think we have realistic expectations there. As far as where this team can be, yeah, that's certainly a realistic possibility to be in no man's land. At the same time, you make trades. You know, trades are there to be made. And I think that's the gamble that they're making, right? They're going to say, we want to be competitive. We want our young guys to improve. We want to continue to try to win, build a winning culture. And when it comes time, we're going to flip some of these guys, flip these picks, and bring in something serious. Who that is, when that'll be, who knows? Is it a risk? Yes. As far as rolling it back, I don't think it's that hard. Your two highest paid players right now are Randle and Fournier. You know what I'm saying? Fournier, after this year, will have, 2 years left?
One guaranteed year.
It's tradable. Who knows? Maybe you have to put picks on it. But what I'm saying is, it's not like you're just all tied up. Your hands are tied with contracts, right? You may not competitively be in a advantageous situation where you're picking from the draft at a good spot or you're a competitive team that's really playing for something. But it's not that hard to peel it back. It won't be that hard to peel it back. At least I don't think. You know.
Nah. I mean, look what they just did this offseason to peel
right,
it back. So
right.
They just moved Kemba. They moved, like, regardless of if you want to keep second rounders. I mean, I look at second rounders as just, you know, sweeteners for deals. You're not drafting all these picks. You know, my whole stance was always like, you're helping out Detroit at the time. I didn't feel like we got a good end of the bargain. But at the end, if they're taking, since they took Burks and Noel and Kemba, it's better of a deal for the Knicks on that side because you just peeled back the team by a lot. Now you just got to worry about Randall, you know, whether you're, however you feel about Randall, he's part of this team right now. And you got Evan Fournier.
Yeah.
And you got Rose. And no more Taj. Taj is not out of here.
Taj is out of here, man. Taj goes to Washington.
Leon Rose is peeling it back. Leon Rose has been keeping true. He's like, we were talking about the youth. He's talking about draft assets. Peeling it back. Oldest guys you got right now is Fournier, Julius, and Rose. So what happens to all three of those guys is still up to be, yet to be determined. But it hasn't been that difficult to pull back from all these contracts. And I think you look at it as like they're given the opportunity for the young kids, once again, just to see what they have. And even if it's young kids and they're role players, you still need role players in this league. Most of the league is role players.
Right. That is it, man. That is it. But, yeah, look, he's right. It is a risk. We're just going to have to see how it all plays out. Some more Super Chat. Shout out to Trell Davis. He says, non-Knicks related. I can't wait for the documentary NYC Point Guards in Showtime. Yeah, me too, man. That's going to be great. Shout out to Katie and Rich Kleiman for putting that together. I know they are public enemy number one in these spaces, but, you know, let's give credit where it's due. That's something that was long overdue to be created because we've had so many talented players come through this area. It should be documented well. So let's see how it comes out. I'll be checking it out for sure. Shout out to Charles Davis again. Says Grimes look very comfortable. No question. And back to the phones. Eric code 917. What's your name? Where are you calling in from?
Hello.
Yo. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
This is Tom from Huntington. I just want to say, gentlemen, excellent work as always. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
New phone. Sorry. Just want to make sure. Okay. Shout out to, obviously, everyone, Manscaped. You know how we do.
That's how we do.
Just wanted to really quickly share my thoughts on the game.
Mm-hmm.
I like what Grimes is doing. His improvement is looking solid. I think he's a good player. I'm excited about him. What's his name? Jericho Hakeem. It's Sims. I'm really feeling him. I like what he's doing. When was the last time we seen one of our centers actually did a move to the basket? I can't believe what I saw. I had to like pause it and rewind it like six times.
Yeah.
I'm excited. The team also Hunt. I mean, the defense phenomenal. I'm just excited. I can't wait for the next game. The one thing I wanted to ask you guys is I'm hearing a rumor that what's his name, Randall. I know he's lost a lot of weight. Is there a chance that he might play small forward, like a Randall and Obi both starting?
Hey, I mean, your guess is as good as mine, Tom. I definitely appreciate the call. I don't see it. I don't see it happening. But hey, as we say, whatever it takes to get Obi on the floor, hey, we'll try it.
Randall at the three.
Oh man.
Whew. I mean, I know he lost weight. I know last season, but we did see Randall at the three last season.
Yeah.
Especially when it was all, when we had everyone health and safety protocols. I was at one of those games against the Celtics.
Yep.
Got to see Randall at the three, got to see Taj at the four and Mitch at the five. If you liked, I mean, yes, I guess trying to get Obi, but if you liked Randall at the three, then think about it now.
Look, I'll just appreciate the fact that he is coming in a bit more svelte. Look, he puts in work in the offseason. He never not. You know what I mean? He always does. So let's see if things come together for him. He was at Summer League. They had him, you know, mic'd up doing some Q&A and stuff like that. And, you know, we'll see what happens. He's important to this team's success. So while he's on the team, I'm going to hope that he bounces back, you know.
That's a fact. Yo, I got two super chats I want to shout out from last show.
Let's do it.
So I got CL Kenrick said, Fron hunted and conquered. Grimes, 24 points. Sin, such a vertical threat. Great win tonight. That was a $5 super chat. And here's a question for us from Brandon Guest. It was another $5 super chat.
Shout out, Brandon.
Saw Cam sitting courtside between Leon Rose and Scott Perry. What vibe do you get from that? Do you think you see the front office sees him as a part of the young core? Do we think the front office sees Cam as part of the young core moving forward?
Well, it would certainly behoove them to, you know, put an emphasis on his development and see what he can do. They did trade a first-round pick for him, so let's not just, you know, discard the kid like just like that. But at the same time, is he untouchable? No. As I joked, he's been on the trading block more than he's been on the floor. And I don't think that changes. But at the same time, you still want to play your cards, right? You still want to develop a relationship with the kid, and hopefully he gets on the court. He could show you what he can do and feel comfortable in the organization, feel comfortable with his teammates, and hopefully play well for the betterment of the team. So, yeah, it was nice to see him there with Leon. I don't think that's an indicator of whether he's going to get traded or not traded. I think anybody can get dealt at any time. Nobody's untouchable. But at the same time, you don't want to just isolate him either. So you got to play your cards right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in that. I want to see Cam play. I think he also just has a lot of intrigue to him because everyone, like, the intent, we see it. We see the athleticism. We see how he can get to the hoop. We see how he can shoot. The Knicks, I think he might be traded, man. As much as I want to see him on this team, part of me feels that he's going to be traded. I do want to see how – I do think he can offer a lot to this team, but you're also talking about a guy that needs to get paid, same as RJ this offseason. You're going to have IQ and Obi the following season. And even McBride, if they wanted to keep McBride, technically McBride would have to be paid next season too with Obi and all of them because he signed a 3-year contract. So the Knicks have a lot of decisions to make. I feel that Cam would probably get traded. He'll be part of a deal because of that intrigue. I think teams around the league, I mean, we heard that Detroit was interested in Cam, right? So you heard of him being, we knew last season before the deadline, it was Burks or Fournier with Cam in trade talks as well to the Lakers. So, you know, Cam still has some intrigue out there. He was represented by Clutch. So, you know, they're going to try to put him in the best position to get that opportunity, especially if they want him to be a starter. And that's why he wanted out of Atlanta, right? To be a starter.
Yeah.
So, if he's not going to get it here, he might want to go somewhere else. But I think the intrigue is just so high around Cam that Knicks would probably take advantage of that to see what they can get in return, whether that's just kicking the can down the road again with a draft pick or getting a player that can be useful to what the Knicks need.
I agree with that. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Hit that like button. Knicks post-game live presented by Manscaped. You heard Tom from Huntington Fellows. Go to manscaped.com. Enter promo code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping. Number one men's grooming tool below the waist. We are in Jordan season. It's summertime. I'm about to go to Vegas. About to be like 115 out there. Best believe after this show, I'm about to take care of business, man. All right? So trust and believe. This is CP's go-to product. You guys will love it too. There's over 2 million satisfied customers out there. It's a great product, and they have a lot of other products on there, not just the Lawnmower 4.0, which is their signature product, but they have a ton of men's grooming products, shampoos, conditioners, body wash, deodorant, cologne, you know, foot deodorant. They got ball deodorant. They got everything. So make sure you guys go out there and check them out. Manscaped.com, promo code KFTV, 20% off plus free shipping. No testimonials. No testimonials. Yeah, man. So this is what you got to do, Al. You know what I'm saying? Any sponsor of this show, it's got to be something that I either rock with or something that's, you know, productive or something that the people can benefit from. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Manscaped works.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
I use it. Shampoo is fire. All right.
Yeah.
Conditioner is fire. All that's fire. Yeah. Body wash. Everything. Got the whole package.
And I'm telling you, fellas, the ladies will appreciate you for it. What was that one product that the slogan was like, kid tested, mother approved? Was it vitamins or something? That might have been before your time. Kid tested, mother approved. Manscaped is CP tested, women approved. All right, so go out there and get it. 20% off plus free shipping. Trust, man. Trust. I would never steer you wrong, fellas. And they ship to the U.S., Europe, the U.K., Singapore, South Africa, Australia. Where else? France, you know, all those places, man. Canada. So make sure you guys go out there and check it out. All right, a couple more before we wrap up. This is summer league after all, so I got to, you know, go get packed up. I got to box up some snaps. Snaps are flying off the shelf. I got like 10 behind me right now. They got to go out tomorrow. So Yeah, we're going to wrap this one up in a little bit. Flintstones Vitamins, that's what it was. DJ Tiggs 13 hit the nail on the head. I should send him a man's gate package just for getting that right. DJ Tiggs, TM, let's get in contact with DJ Kids. Oh, what's a kick cereal, Barry Obama said. Oh, I'm trying to think. I think it was Kix. It was Kix. Al, you don't even remember Kix. That was before your time, man. That was before your time.
Okay, relax, relax. I had Kix growing up. You stop it right there. You stop that right there.
Yeah.
I'm in my 30s, too. Relax. Relax.
I think Flintstones was 10 million strong and growing. Yeah. Kid tested, mother approved was Kix. Yeah. Whoever said that one first, let's send him a Manscaped package, man. Let's send him a Manscaped package.
It is Kix.
It is Kix. It was Kix, yeah.
It is Kix.
Yeah, whoever said that one first, let's get him a package, TM. Pause. Let's get him a prize from our good friends at Manscaped. Somebody said Flintstones.
CP out here making it seem like 20. Come on, man.
Bro, I'm getting older and older by the bit, man. I'm getting salt and pepper in here. It's getting hard out here, man. I might have to go for the Clyde. I might have to hit up Clyde and be like, yo, you know, send me some product from St. Croix or something, man. You know? Not the box one. Not the one off the shelf. I need something with, like, some roots, some essence in there. You know, some ocean water or something, man. Get my joint back
ocean.
Black.
This man's saying ocean water.
Something, man. I don't know, man. It's all downhill from here. So, yeah, man. Embrace your youth, kids out there. Embrace your youth. Okay. All right. A couple more before we wrap. Let's go to our Dark Horse on the Discord. Dark Horse, what's good?
What's good, CP? How you doing?
How you doing, man?
Good, good. What's good, Al?
What's going on?
I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. I know we're talking Summer League, but yeah. I got to talk Cam Reddish real quick.
Sure.
I don't understand why, you know, props to Grimes, but we have Grimes under contract for, like, 2-3 more seasons. Like, we really have Reddish for, like, this season and really just, like, half the season because we got to trade him.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to get rid of him. So, like, let's get a proper evaluation, put him in the starting lineup, see what we got. He's our only legit wing. Like, I know Randall's losing weight. Maybe they're trying to put him at the three. You know, that's a toss-up. But really, like Cam Reddish, like, 6'8", 7'2", wingspan. Like, mm-hmm. Put RJ at the two, which is his natural spot. Tibbs likes the big guards anyways. Like, they play together at Duke. I was watching even some highlights of him and RJ, like, last season. And they have a vibe together. People, you know, it's really underrated.
For sure.
So I just don't understand why we are not going to evaluate the assets we already have. Like, yeah. We know what Evan Fournier is. Bring him off the bench. Like, we really need to start Cam. We got at least two more seasons of Quentin Grimes. Let's pump the brakes. But that's all I got to say.
Yeah. Well, the reason I don't think Cam is going to start is for one, as I said, I think Grimes fits better in the lineup. And two, I think Tibbs likes Grimes better.
Okay. Well, explain to me how he fits better in the lineup, though.
Because
I think RJ is better at the two, which is better for the team's long-term success. So Grimes is not playing the three. So.
I think offensively it would flow better. And I think defensively, yeah, you know, RJ didn't play so well at the three last year. He didn't play
He's
so well.
He's too small. You know, like, what more do you want from him? He can't guard the big wing.
Well, look, I'm going with, as I always do, what I think the organization is going to do. And I think Grimes has the inside on him.
Okay. He's sitting next to the GM, though. I think he might be the dark horse.
Who you saying Grimes because he's sitting next to Leon?
No, I think Cam Reddish might be the
Reddish. Look, I think both of those guys should be getting looks and Fournier getting transitioned out of here, but I just think Grimes has the inside. They drafted him.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. We'll see. I'll just let you know when Cam Reddish starts. Remember, Dark Horse called it first.
No doubt, man. Call in anytime, man. Appreciate the call, bro.
Of course. Appreciate y'all.
All right. It's Dark Horse in the chat. Okay. Let's go to Busy. Busy, unmute your mic. Busy, going once. Busy's not ready for his debut, Al. This is summer.
Gotta be ready.
I mean, if there's any time to, like, work out the kinks on the Discord, it would be summer league. But still, you know, we're trying to run a cohesive show here, people. You gotta be ready. So we gotta get him up out of here. Sadly, man, Busy. It's been real. King D's, go ahead and close us out. King D's, summer league edition of the post game show. King D's, let's go.
What's up, y'all? Peace and love to the crew. Peace and love. Peace and love.
How you doing?
My dynamic duo, Alex and CP, y'all doing a good job. I know it's only summer league, so I already know everybody's going to be either too high or too low.
Yeah.
With that being said, I just want to give a shout-out to my man, Jericho Sims. Thank you for destroying the weirdest 24 hours of Twitter. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
For the 48 hours.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. That's all that needs to be said. Now, going forward now with the rest of the youth movement, I see you, QG, you coming for a job. I hear the Randall, you know, listen, I'm captain. Shout out to Blood of the Panthers, but I don't know anybody bigger that was a fan of Obi Toppin since day one. It's, it's on documentation underneath these audios. But with that being said, you don't sacrifice the rest of the team just because you want Randall at the three. It's absurd. What happens to QG? What happens to Cam? What happens to the rest of them? So
yeah.
With that being said, I think they're going to be all right. QG looking like he got something to prove. I need Trevor Kills. I'm a Duke fan. I need Trevor Kills to work on that jumper, baby.
Yeah.
You can get any way you want, but you got to work on that jump shot. Mr.
Yeah.
Hunt, you deserve to be on the roster spot. Jeffries is trying to get a job as well. I see Porter. I see Mr. Harry Potter. But, I'm not expecting much because the Bulls, you know, it's funny. This game shows you the value of draft picks.
Yeah.
Because the Bulls sacrificed all their draft picks to go get Vooch. And Dalen Terry was out there dying by himself. I appreciate the competition, but it was none. With that being said, I do like what I'm seeing out of the young boys. I'm never too high, never too low. The Summer League is about glimpses, CP and Alex. Glimpses of the future. Not really the whole game, but certain scenarios where you see that they could benefit 4-3 years down the line. And it's for me personally, like, I like it. I enjoy it. I'm a draft person. I enjoy it. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to go watch Wiseman now. He's coming back.
Yeah, I'm about to throw that on right now.
Mm-hmm. Our boys in blue are good, man. Shout out to the chat. Shout out to everybody in here. But, you know, just keep your expectations right in the middle. You're never too high, never too low. And
yeah.
They got to figure out this dynamic with QG, Evan, and Cam.
No
Hopefully
question.
It can solve itself. But, hey, this is what the summer's for, man. Everybody relax. Enjoy your summer. Get ready to watch Wiseman. And then they go to smoke Portland tomorrow because Shady don't want that smoke. He already checked out or something.
He's out. He's out, man. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I was disappointed to see that Shaden Sharp out of there after his debut. Hit a nice little turnaround jump on the baseline, and that was all you saw from him. So, looked a bit raw, looked a little bit timid, obviously. So he needs a lot of time, but now he's going to be shelved for a couple of weeks. So that was unfortunate for him. Either way, I thought, just overall summer league observations, look like the guys at the top, man, just look real comfortable, solid, poised. Paolo looks great. He looks great. Paolo looks serious right now.
Monster.
Yeah, he looks serious, man. And it's like
Keegan Murray
looking good, fluid. Ivy looking
good,
fluid,
man.
Out there.
Yep.
You know, Chet's had his moments. He's looking good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these guys that got picked at the top, man, they're looking really smooth out there. Giddy is acting up. Josh Giddy is going in. I'm telling you, this kid is going to be a triple-double on triple-double watch in the next 2 years. I promise you, bro.
Knicks and OKC in the finals? In the summer league finals?
Yeah. Josh Giddy looks great. He looks great, bro.
That. I mean, him, Chet out there. It's funny to see him Poku out there as well.
Yeah.
Poku and Chet on the court together,
right.
Is hilarious.
It is kind of funny.
But Chet was showing like some shades of KD. You know, just like being able to bring
crazy.
The ball, dribble. Just not. It's insane, man.
This kid's
insane.
A unicorn for real, man. So I'm gonna be very intrigued to see how that team pulls it together when you put in SGA, Giddy, Chet. You know, Jalen Williams is looking kind of solid out there in his minutes. And, you know, the defense was a knock on him. He's been all right since I've seen him. But and he's using his size out there. You know, I like how he's been looking. As I said, Giddy. Who else? Mathurin's been looking good.
Mathurin's been looking nice, too.
Yeah, Mathurin's been looking good. Obviously, we've been talking about Grimes. Yeah, Mathurin's looking as advertised right now, you know. But Giddy has been very, very impressive, man. Very impressive.
Him and SGA in the backcourt.
Yeah. Probably.
I know they got Lou Dort for 85 mil.
85 mil. $85 million, man. Yeah.
Woo! But that squad is going to be very intriguing to watch.
No question.
That team, Detroit, that's going to be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. No question about it, man. Good show. Great show, Al. Everybody in the chat, all the mods. Salute to everybody, man. This was easy wire-to-wire victory, 101-69. Knicks made quick work out of the Bulls. I got to get out of here and get packed up, head out west to Summer League, man. So as I said, keep it locked on the channel. Got a couple of nice content getting lined up for the rest of the week. And I'll be in the building Monday. Knicks taking on the Blazers. And so keep it locked. Let me just double check on the super chats. Make sure we didn't miss out on any. I think I got it all. Louis Luck, $5 of super chat, says, if you want to test to see if Randall's newfound good vibes and good nature are real, tell him OB starting, then say gotcha after his outburst. All right. I think that's the only one I missed. So, Al, good show. Good show, my man.
Back at you, bro.
Yeah, man. And remember that this show is presented by Manscaped. Fellas, once again, go to manscaped.com and a promo code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping. Also, remember that these shows are available in audio podcast format. So those of you that are new, or salute to you guys in the replay gang, you could always catch it in audio podcast format. If you got to run, you can't watch it on YouTube, can't watch the whole thing, pick it up in podcast format, man. It's always available later on in the evening after the show goes off, or very early in the morning, so you can catch it for the morning commute on Monday. So it's a great, great perk. We are everywhere, man. We are everywhere. And shout out to the graphics, man. You know, drop a fire emoji for the graphics. We switching it up. We changing up the theme. We got Summer League. We had draft. We had free agency. We cooking over here, man. We cooking. And so shout out to Gamba. We got a great team. Team continuing to grow. And we're continuing to put out quality content, man. This is what we do. This is the best or nothing, quality over everything. And this is just an example of that. Because we want those rings. So we got to make the house look nice. Because the rings are bling. We want those Summer League rings, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
We want those Summer League
rings. Two things, though.
Yeah.
Like I said, don't scare any of the young Knicks, all right?
Nah.
No more.
Nah.
Stop with that.
No.
Stop with that. And when you see CK.
Yeah.
When you see CK, teach him how to shoot.
I think he's leaving tomorrow. I think we're going to be crossing. I'm not going to catch him.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it
CK.
Was.
CK. We'll get you in the gym, bro. Don't worry.
Yeah, the timing of the whole thing was a little bit off because, normally I like to go for the opening weekend, but I'm going to be at the hashtag sports conference, which is starting up on the 12th to the 14th, so I'm going
Let's
for that
go.
As well. So normally I would go for the opening weekend, and then I was like, you know, more than 4 days in Vegas is crazy. I go full-blown quagmire in there. Like, I go crazy. I can't do that many days. I can't do that many, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's bad enough I'm doing this bid right here. But either way, I'll figure it out, make it work. And tune into the channel, man. So, Al, catch up with you, bro. Great show. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, man. Enjoy the night. I'm about to check in on Wiseman and pack up for the show, man. Pack up for this fight.
No doubt.
I'm out of here. Peace. Hang on a second. Mm-hmm.